Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word! I almost died, Manus.
Why? What do you mean?
Yeah, I almost died. Listen to this. Listen to this, Manus. I haven't really told anyone, but now I'm going to reap all the benefits of the sympathy that you can provide me. Huh? Yeah, I almost died.
Well, first, you should just be like, thank God you're here.
I am. I'm very thankful that you're here. Yeah. I'm always thankful that you're here.
Yeah. So
now you're gonna scare me a little bit.
Well, no. So listen to this. So Heidi, and I am branching. I'm segueing into another part of our conversation here. But Heidi, I can't even believe I'm saying this, is a huge Dolly Parton fan.
Yes. Dolly Parton's fantastic.
Okay. Well, she's a huge fan. So she has Nicole get us these like crazy VIP Dolly Parton tickets. All right.
Yes, because she's touring. This coat of many colors that my mama made for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And yes, that. Exactly that. Yes. And so I'm already like, okay. You know, I don't like country music.
Yeah, okay.
It's not my thing.
Yeah.
So, but it's like my friend Ashley is going and our friend Justin is going and they're crazy fans too. And in all fairness, like I'm kind of like, and I don't worry, I'm not gonna dish on Dolly, quite the opposite, but I just need to set this up the right way. Okay.
All right.
So I'm like,
myself.
All right, I'd rather, you know, in truth, like I would rather be dead. Not that there was anything wrong with Dolly Parton. And as I'm about to get into in a minute, quite the contrary. But with that said, I was like, oh my God, what are we doing? You know, like, why are we going to see Dolly Parton? I wasn't raised with country music. It's not my thing. So, with that said,
why is that not a surprise?
Oh my God! It all sounds like this. It's not. Someone shot my dog. It's not for me.
That's
not my thing.
It's not that way.
No. And my mom, as much as I love her, she raised me with horrible music, but it wasn't country. It was like, oh, I'm going to make so many people angry.
Yeah,
let's just put it this way.
You know, the country
easy
audience.
Listening. No. It wasn't country. She didn't raise me with country. It was bad. It was probably worse. It was easy listening.
Like soft, relaxing hits.
Cliff Richards.
Okay.
Air Supply.
Okay.
Mandy! And I have a strong aversion to anything that smacks of the 70s. I hate 70s music. Disco makes me want to just, I retch when I hear disco. Wretch. Hate it. And it's like the only kind of, like, I don't like country. I loathe disco.
Okay.
I hate it.
Gotcha. That's so pretty clear.
I don't really like, yeah, anything of that era is not for me. Like anything 70s, early 80s, unless it's punk, you know, or like classic, like rock and roll, like the old school, fun kind of Joan Jett, Pat Benatar, Blondie. And then you get into like the Plasmatics and like the Dead Kennedys and all the old punk Black Flag. I like all that stuff. I can't do the... Anyway, we're going to this concert. I get talked into it. And everyone's like, you have to see her. She's amazing. She's amazing. And I don't want to go, right? We go to... I'm like, take your sister. Take your sister. Because, you know, Heidi's twin. And she's like, no, she's with the baby. Blah, blah, blah. I tried everything to get out of it. And it was, you never do what I want to do. Always do what you want to do. You don't ever try to do what I want to do. Blah, blah, blah. So I go. So anyway, we go to dinner. We drive into the city and we go to dinner and we decide to leave the car there because she's performing at the Hollywood Bowl, which is like, oh my God, Janice, have you ever seen the parking at the Hollywood Bowl? You need a tank to get out. Like they don't double park you. They like quintuple park you. They will literally put your car in the center of a parking lot and then just stack cars.
And that's the VIP parking.
Yes. Stack cars like from every angle. Really? They'll put cars on top of your freaking car if they need to. Like you'll never get out. You'll never ever leave. Like you'll age a decade in that parking at the bowl. So I'm like, okay, we're going to leave the car at the restaurant. Then we'll Uber.
Good idea.
To the bowl.
Very good.
Right? So we get in the Uber. We call an Uber. And do you put your seatbelt on in the back of a taxi or an Uber?
Uber, yes. Taxi, no.
Really? No. And Manus?
It depends on the distance.
Okay. Supposedly accidents happen like within 1 mile of your destination, but or home or whatever.
Oh, no.
So listen to this. So we get in the car and... I'm in the back. It's a Suburban. So I'm in the very back. And then there's another seat right in front of us. And three of my friends are there. And no one's buckled. And my friend Ashley's sitting in the middle. And I don't know why I just never put my seatbelt on in the back of a cab or in the back of... I don't know why. So we're talking. And we're talking about my friend Justin and his new like line of hair care products. And Ashley's a publicist. And she's like talking to him about it. And... all of a sudden, you know, and she's like, well, you can do a certain amount of, and then she's like, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit, holy shit. And I'm like, she's having a seizure. I'm like, Justin, get your wallet and put it in her mouth. Like, I don't know what's happening to her. And I look up and maybe we're going 70 miles an hour on the freeway. And literally I look up and maybe 20 feet in front of us is a completely stopped car.
Lord.
And in that moment, I had that moment where, like, normally if I get in a near-miss accident, you don't even have a moment to think. You just are like, swerve, slam on the brakes, whatever. In this moment, I literally just put my head down, shut my eyes, and I was like, okay. Like, I was positive. That was it. I'm like, we're dying. We're dying. It's done. It's over. And I'm so sure that we died. I don't even know how to... I had fully reconciled it in my mind. Like, I was like, this is it. Okay. And the only thing, of course, that is so upsetting to me is it was me and Heidi, which is the kids. But you're like, all right, like this is going down. It's happening right now. He swerves into the other lane. It's a Saturday night in Los Angeles. You know how packed the highway is. At 70, doesn't even look, just swerves us into the other lane. Hits no one. Hits no one. How did he hit no one? How? How did he hit no one? How?
5-star Uber rating.
Oh my, well, I mean, Jake, how did he... And like, you know...
I would say the complete opposite.
Well, that's funny. Really? That's exactly what Heidi
I
wanted
say,
to give him a bad
kidding?
Rating. And he was on his phone. His phone had rang, and we didn't know... We weren't paying attention.
Oh, 0-star.
He was on his phone, and so he, like...
Oh my
but
God.
But what shocked me so much... So, A, my lesson to you is... Oh my God, I don't know why I would have taken that for granted. Put your seatbelt on always. I don't know why I don't do that. Put your seatbelt on always, 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 always. If you're, especially if you're, you know, driving or a passenger. But in that moment, and here's what's kind of interesting is like, have you ever felt like there's this theory, I'm going to try not to get too like out in the middle of the ether here, but have you ever heard the Schrodinger's cat theory?
Well, we talked about that.
Right. The cat's dead and alive, right, at the same time. So theoretically, like until you observe a situation, if the, you know, it's a quantum physics theory, and theoretically, if something can go left or right, the universe splits into two parallel universes and plays out in both ways. And there have been times where I'm like, I'm in the wrong universe. But it's because I was like, no. This worked out. This worked out. I got pulled into the wrong universe. But never once has it happened to me where I was like, oh, I died. I for sure died. And I got it like went the other way. Like, I'm telling you, there had to have been a guardian angel because we should have been dead. We should have been dead, Janice.
Well, I believe in guardian. I mean, I believe in guardian angels.
I don't. But I mean, dude, we should have been dead. I don't know if it was me. I don't know what it was. But it definitely gave me some perspective on kind of like, okay, you know, what I take for granted and, you know, why I wasn't buckled up and which is really weird of me not to do because I am pretty careful now that I have kids. Although I wasn't, like, for myself, I for some reason wasn't scared. I don't like pain, but I was like, okay. Like, I immediately was like, for some reason, I was like, this is going to happen. This is it. And I, you know, spent all this time with, like, life insurance policies for scenarios. You're like, this is never going to happen. And it, like, there's Heidi and I, and, you know, life islet trusts for the kids on the policies. And I spent so much time dealing with that stuff. And you're like, ugh, I'm wasting all this time. It's never going to happen. And wow. I mean, so if anything, I would say, really, mother of God, prepare. Because it sure can. And in the blink of an eye. And nobody wakes up and goes, today, I'm going to die in a car accident. But people do all the time. And it was me and Heidi in the car. So if you have any affairs you need to get in order, get them in order.
You know, what's interesting. There's a great ad campaign that's going on up in Canada, and that's a thing. And it's about no one plans to have a heart attack today. No one plans to fall off a ladder
right,
today.
Yeah.
And you kind of just go, and it's a really well done. I don't know if it's for work, safe, or whatever it's for. But it's so well done because you're right. You wake up. And what I find interesting
I was dying that day.
At the moment, there's a couple of things I find really fascinating about this conversation. At the moment, you just went.
I did. I was like, okay.
Because you know what? You have no control.
I don't know where. Yeah. And which is so unlike me.
Because so many people fear death. And when you're and there you were faced with truly.
Oh,
faced
I for
with
sure
it.
Was like, we're done. Because we were flying at the back of this car. None of us had our seatbelts on. And I was like, and I'm like, this isn't playing out well. Like, I saw the jaws of life. I saw the whole thing. I was like, okay, you know, all right. I was like, my friend Ashley's going to die for sure. I wonder, we're probably going to die. This is life-altering right now.
Yeah. What else is interesting, though, is crazy. You talk about the guardian angels is you don't know, because I believe that, but you don't know whose guardian angel was taking care of.
That's the thing. I was I don't know if this one was for me.
You could have been.
Yeah.
You know, you could have been just riding posse on someone's guardian angel.
Dude. I was like, that's the thing. But it definitely, I thought about that because I was like, okay.
Might not be mine.
Yeah. I was like,
Kate, the other thing is, here's the argument. And this is why I know that a lot of cities are having trouble allowing Uber to come in. Right.
Man.
There's big fights, huge fights with the cabbies and the, you know. But there's an example. I'm sorry, but how you are, and this is nothing against Uber. I'm glad people are trying to make money in this world.
Love Uber, but because in LA we don't have public transport.
True. So it's
but
what gives that person the right? The fact and that's why. And I think we have to be vigilant in saying, put your GD phone down.
Mama, we weren't paying attention.
I know. That's
Which is another part of that conversation. It's like there are times in life where you give everything over. I'll speak about myself, and we've talked about this. Where I'll completely micromanage a situation. Or I completely let control go.
Yeah.
And the answer is definitely in the middle. Like, you definitely have to be checked in wherever you can be. You're right. Put the phone down.
Which is kind of a crappy way that we have to live now, to me.
It is because
you can't just let go.
No, you cannot.
You have to always be looking around.
Yeah, you do. And that's life.
It
sucks. But that's life. And you could say it's negligence. You could say it's human error. It's an honest mistake. It doesn't matter. You have to. You know, the worst things in life have happened to me when I have relinquished control, whether it's a business manager, an Uber driver, mm-hmm. an attorney. And it's not to say like, oh, you can't trust anyone. But it is saying like you do have to be switched on. You do have to be proactive with a lawyer, a business manager, a doctor, a trainer, an attorney. You know, no one is going to take care of you and your family the way you are.
Now, tell me before you finish the story.
Ugh.
Okay, so he swerves.
Swerves.
He's in the other lane. What was the conversation?
I didn't speak for about 45 seconds.
Yeah.
I couldn't talk. My friends were talking. And they were like, oh my God, 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 whoa, oh my God, whoa, we almost died, whoa. And I couldn't, for about 45 seconds, couldn't talk. The driver kisses his cross hanging off of his mirror.
Oh, you're kidding
no,
me.
No, I swear to God. And
oh,
I kind of didn't, like, I was on another planet for a hot minute. We got out, we walked to the concert. And I looked at my friends and I'm like, and I literally said, I'm like, are we dead? Like, I was just so.
Oh, sure.
I was like, are we? And we're just like.
We're just continuing on with our night.
Yes. And I was like lost. Like, we're in purgatory. I'm like, are we dead? I'm like, because somewhere in another universe, there's a whole different reality playing out right now. And it isn't this one. And I was like, and I saw it. And that doesn't happen to me very often. Like, I saw it play out.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, and everyone was like super grateful, but it was weird. It definitely, you know, it was weird. And so I think that's the, you know, don't take anything for granted. Stay checked in.
Put your seatbelt on.
Pay attention. Yeah. Put your seatbelt on. And, you know, and then what I will just say about Dolly and, this is, I have to tell you, and this is a totally separate subject matter, but upon arriving at this concert, I've never seen the Hollywood Bowl so packed. Not ever. Not in my
not
life.
Not even for the Sound of not, Music sing-along?
Dude. Not ever.
Really?
No. And I mean, I've never seen, other than the fact that everyone was white, which is always a little bit disturbing. However, I have never, there was such a, beyond ethnicity, I've never seen a crowd so diverse. Steers and queers, frickin' old and young, hipsters in flannel, you know, with people from Indio, you know, like in cowboy boots, gay men in high heels. I've never, and I was like, this is, what is it about her? And what a lovely lady. Mm-hmm. I mean, what a lovely lady. I think that's part of it is like, There's definitely an inherent like self-effacing humor and a goodness. Like she's inclusive of all, hence your coat of many colors, right? With like gay, straight, black, white, Latino, Asian, whatever, Native American.
She's very loved.
But you can see why. And I thought to myself, like, in a day and age where most young kids, millennials, don't really know stuff that came before. They really don't. I mean, I've had conversations where my little sister doesn't know Vogue by Madonna. And she's like, well, that was before my time. I'm like, well, the Beatles were before my time, Lauren. And so was Ella Fitzgerald. But, you know what I mean? Like, and so is Sammy Davis Jr. And so is, you know, I know the music. So is Mozart, girl. You know, and it's just, I find that, like, it's a very different, but, like, she is, I couldn't believe it. And I thought, what a testament to her message and her voice and her energy. I was really blown. I still don't like country music, but her and her energy and her staying power and her, I just don't, how at 70, 70 years old, do you pack the bowl and not with 70 year olds?
Yeah. I know but she's one of those. That is a rare artist. That is so rare.
I was stunned.
Yeah,
stunned, Manis.
I know she just touched so many.
And she has. Like, I mean, what a. I want to understand how.
Well, you can start to take it apart. You're right. I mean, I think you said half of it, the longevity, and I think because her music speaks to so many levels.
How? I heard it. Oh, Applejack. I didn't get it at all. I mean,
she's a songwriter, though,
yes,
too.
Yes, and she's brilliantly talented.
And a lot of people, don't know.
Well, she wrote, are you ready for this? This is how stupid I am. All of a sudden, she busts out, I Will Always Love You.
Yes, that's her.
And I go, oh my God, she's singing that Whitney Houston song. And everyone's like, she wrote that song. Whitney Houston sang, and I was like, oh, she did? I didn't even know, because it's not my kind of music. You know, I'm ashamed to say it's not my kind of music. But
it was one of the biggest power ballads of all time.
And she played the violin, the saxophone, the guitar, the banjo. I was blown away. I mean, she's obviously, quite honestly, I think she's a musical genius.
Oh, she is.
Which you wouldn't know until you see her and you're like, oh my God. She wrote all these songs, and she plays all these instruments, and I mean, it's kind of amazing.
Guess whose holiday? I know where you're going for your next holiday, you and Heidi and the kids.
No, she's been there already. Dollywood? Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay.
Hell no.
All right, never mind. You got out of that one.
I'm good. No, I'm good. I did my.
You did your doll.
I did the, yeah.
Okay.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized?
Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program. Snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
You're making fun of my outfit with your eyes right now.
Are you wearing my Kmart pants?
I am wearing your Kmart pants.
They're now Walmart pants. Just so you know.
Yeah, so you switched. So you're switched over to...
Switch a lot of moves.
Wow.
Yeah, Kmart, dude, is having major credit problems. They're having major credit problems. And the thing of it is, like, I so want to be cool. Like, I really do. I really want to be cool and, like, do a deal with, like, Bandeer and make super awesome clothes that I like to wear. I went down that path before. And you sell an $80 sweatshirt, people want you dead. It's just not my brand.
No, I know.
I can't do it. Yeah, I can't do it. So, you know, I have to be in a business where I can literally sell things to people they can afford.
Absolutely.
And that puts me in like a, you know, that puts me in the Walmart world. And, you know, it just, I can't, that's, my audience is not a wealthy, I'm not a Kardashian. You know, my audience doesn't have money like that. And, yeah, so we switched over to, Walmart because Kmart, the credit is a huge problem because the clothes are all made. It's bizarre. I don't understand how it works, but like the person who made the company that makes the clothes and I don't know, it's complicated, but we're at Walmart. Walmart.com. Anyway, that's not what this is about. A new study, which I don't understand, pokes a hole in the idea of healthy obesity. I can't understand the study. It was in the Huffington Post. But basically, the guy is studying genes and can you be healthy and obese and all this stuff. And the only reason I bring it up is I can't understand the study. But I bring it up because it's something that I get asked a lot. Can't you be heavy and healthy?
Yes.
And I usually say 99% of the time, no. And the only time that I would really make an exception to that rule is if you were heavy but actively losing weight for quite some time.
Okay.
So, for example, let's say you were a Biggest Loser contestant and you started at 400 pounds and you've been losing weight for 2 months and now you're 250 pounds, but you're still 70 pounds overweight. You're 70 pounds overweight, but I bet if I took that, well, I know for a fact, if I took that contestant to the doctor, they'd be at that point, right? Let's say they lost 150 pounds and they'd been working out for 2 months. Those guys could run a freaking 10K. They're more fit than most of the, you know, healthy weighted or people who are not overweight. Right. They're more athletic. And in their blood sugar is rock solid. They're off all their medications. They're this, they're that because they are actively losing weight. They've been training and engaging in healthy behavior, so they have excess fat on the body, but they've been gradually, getting their biochemistry back in place, right? Like their insulin levels have come down. They reverse their type 2 diabetes. Mm-hmm. They lower their blood pressure. So that's the only instance I could ever really give you. And often when people are overweight, they're generally just overweight, and they're overweight because they're eating bad food and they're not working out. So the only exception, in my opinion, would be a person who is still heavy but actively losing.
Okay.
Makes sense, Mia?
Yes, it does. You do get asked that question a lot.
All the time.
But
that, one and the one is, which one's more important, food or fitness? Which we, I think, answered on another show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I get that all the time. All the time. And you know what else I was reading? I'm going to get in so much trouble for this. But I can't. Oh, my God.
Should I apologize to G now?
No, it's like paleo. Has anyone ever read this diet? Anyone? So, like, the reason I say this... Whew, oh, God, I'm going to get in so much trouble. So, okay. Okay. How do I do this in a way that's manageable here without getting
everyone... Well, why do
everyone
we need to worry about...
Because they come out of the woodwork and then it's like, are you dumb bitch? Yeah. Just like... Another,
this is a lifestyle.
Another
that
group
these people
that's super intense. Yeah, it's like attacking someone's religion.
Okay.
Well,
that's
been
done before.
Oh my God. So yeah, but I try not to do that. But it involves your. Okay. So we're relaunching JillianMichaels.com. We're doing this app, right? This super intense app, and you know, as I said, I can design a workout for you on the fly. You can pick a workout program I designed, and it's all dynamic. So you could say, I want a 10-minute workout. I want it to be on abs. And I'm an intermediate level athlete. Okay. And it will populate based on the moves, right? And then I've already put in defaults. Like, I need an easier move. Boom. It like defaults to this. I want harder. Boom. It goes to that. So it's all very intense. But they said, you know, we want you to create meal plans to go with it. People sell these meal plans. And it's not like a book. It's like literally eat this on this day. Here's a simple recipe, you know, 15 recipes for breakfast, 15 recipes for lunch, 15, and you put it all together with shopping lists and all that. So it's brainless for people, right?
Okay.
So I my diet is omnivore. That's just what I call it, right? Omnivore, like watch your calories, use common sense with your food choices. I just find it's the most sustainable omnivore. And you don't feel too restricted. You know, it's like you watch your calories, you use common sense. It's more livable for the average person, myself included. Then there's vegan, and I had to do people are vegan for religious reasons, for ethical reasons. They're vegan. So I worked with a vegan chef named Megan Marlowe, who's awesome, who I'll actually have on the podcast one day, because I was like, look, you really got to help me here. Like, how do I create a program for like, I need for athletes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like LeBron James, I think, is vegan. And so I worked on that. Then I went to paleo and I was like, okay, I got to do one for paleo gluten free. And I was like, all right, I really need to understand it. Have you tried to research it? Like go Google it.
Well, we've talked about it before. It's from the
but not
dark
that,
ages.
Not that, well, theoretically, right? It's like, oh, supposedly this is what the cavemen ate, which, yeah, by the way, is not true. Which, you know, archaeologists have said, like, this is absolutely not true. Like, you know, they modeled apes and it was starches and barks and this and that, whatever. But besides that, right, look and try to find out what's on the diet. I'm like, I just need a yes list and a no list just to try to understand it. Sometimes fruit's allowed, sometimes it isn't. Sometimes nuts are allowed, sometimes they aren't. Then there are things called pseudo-grains, like made-up words, pseudo-grains, like quinoa and amaranth. And they're like, oh, you know, so in the book, apparently, the paleo diet, the author said, the saponins in quinoa are, anti-nutrients. Okay, and it causes inflammation, and I'm dying writing this. Then they're like, well, some paleo people do pseudo grains, some don't. I'm like, what is the rule? Do you or don't you? Do you do? We don't do dairy, but we do full fat butter. So I'm like, okay, what is the logic? Oh, lactose is, but we do butter. I'm like, okay. Then it's like, oh, we don't, you know, but we were really worried about insulin, but honey is okay and maple syrup is okay. And I'm like, it's the same insulin impact. Like, what are you, I cannot extrapolate for the life of me. I'm not kidding. And then one is like, no, 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 nuts in moderation. And then I'm like, well, quinoa is technically a seed. Do you eat seeds or are we calling it a grain? It's technically hemp. Well, hemp is a full protein, but there's no, but we eat flax. There's no, like real rule.
Because okay. It's also not just like sometimes nuts. It's only some nuts. Like peanuts are off limits.
Peanuts
and almonds are okay.
Considered legumes. It's, oh my God. And it like, and I stopped to think about this. Like when you're writing a diet, there's usually, whether it's true or not, okay, it's the blood sugar diet. And so anything on the glycemic index that falls here, we're not eating. And this is why, right? So I'm like, okay, you talk about insulin, and yet you don't want people to eat quinoa because of, I can't even, the saponins, which all the studies will show you that actually quinoa is an anti-inflammatory grain. And then it's like, but you can have honey because it's found in nature as a caveman, but you can't have like a certain kind of fruit. I swear to God, I've read every diet under the sun. I literally was like, this is nuts. Like a regular person trying to figure this out. It's all over the place.
Okay.
It's all over the place. And then it'll turn around and be like, well, it's about insulin, but honey's okay because you can find it in. I'm like, what are the rules? Is there a rule? Like, what are the rules? It's like a movie where you're positing a theory, but there are no rules. Do you know, like Star Wars. These are the rules of the Force.
Okay.
What are the rules of your diet? It's freaking all over the place. Oh, my God. It's killing me. It's killing me. And
so why do you have to write about it then?
Because you have to still go, you know what? There are people who want this diet. And I'm trying to work within the confines where I'm like, okay. You know, I'm sitting there going, I'm pulling out quinoa recipes, which is crazy. But I'm doing it because it's what someone wants.
But why do you have to, if you don't believe in it, why do you have to placate?
Because I'm trying to go, all right. You know, my job is to meet people's needs, right? I need to make it work. It's almost like saying, oh, you don't have $100 for organic groceries? Well, screw you. I know that sounds crazy, but it's like, if they're vegan, then I need to go, all right, you know what?
Yeah.
I worked with, you know, a registered dietitian and a chef, and like, this is how I think you can do this diet in the most healthy way. If you're paleo, this is how I would do this diet in the most healthy way. But even just trying to extrapolate the rules is crazy. It's a little bit of like the glycemic index, but then it's a little bit of like Atkins, but then it's a little bit, it's all over the place. I'm telling you, I've never seen how something that's so kind of, and I think it's just people like love the cave. Yeah. Sounds good. Eat like a caveman. It must sound good because the science behind it, I can't figure it out. And then it's like, well, we don't eat.
One of my best friends, she's like adamant about this diet, and so is her boyfriend. And like way they tried to explain it to me when I asked what was so good about it, and they kept talking about how it enables your body to do the best performance it possibly can.
Based on what?
Based
on what?
I'm
Which is bullshit.
Trying.
What are you performing? Go. I can't stand it. It makes me crazy.
So they're also avid CrossFitters, and you see this diet a lot
with CrossFitters. Yeah.
So it's like you get just
the cult of CrossFit.
Right. You get just enough fat that your body can burn off without storing extra, and then it goes into your other where it is like
that
stored
is
in your body.
The biggest crock of baloney. Oh, and that's another one. They're like, well, you don't need to count calories on paleo because the foods are so nutritious and satiating that you don't have to count calories. I read that somewhere on like a paleo leap or something. And I was like, okay, a bear technically eats paleo. Bears can pack on mad quantities of fat. If we're really going to look at the concept of paleolithic, there were periods of famine based on seasons where food was less scarce. So genetically, we've been designed to store excess calories as fat for when food is not scarce. So food is plentiful, we pack on weight, food is scarce, we have fat stores, energy stores. Mm-hmm. And that was when food was pure. So it really does still come down to excess calories, no matter what the source, will still make you fat. I can't, Janice. I cannot. I'm reading it and I'm like, where, who, where, how? And there are studies literally like in the Journal of Food Science that are going, actually, this is totally untrue about saponins. And this isn't, you know, lectins aren't considered great for you. But like, I can't. I'm like, this is, you gotta think for yourself, man. Think for yourself. Really do your homework. And it just, my point is not that I think it's bad for you. That's not what I'm saying. It's just from a glycemic.
It doesn't make sense.
It makes no sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It makes no sense. None. Zippo. Okay. Sorry.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, we're back. And Kate from Utah would like to speak to you.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, buddy. Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
What's going on?
Okay, so I have a question. I love listening to your show, and I've always wanted to ask you this, and I don't think I've ever heard you talk about it. So
yeah.
Basically, I'm wondering what your thoughts are on breast augmentation. I have kind of like a naturally pear-shaped body, and it's not that I want big boobs per se. I just kind of want to look more balanced.
Uh-huh.
So I was just wondering, what are your thoughts on that? Are there exercises you can do to try to make it look more balanced?
No. Are not. Well, there is no, we must increase our bust. I will say, you know, if you put on, in some cases, like when you gain some weight overall, you know, some people are fortunate enough to put it on, in their bust area.
Mm-hmm.
But with that said, no, you pretty much like what you're born with is what you get, unless you do decide to have plastic surgery. And right. I'll be honest with you, I don't know enough about, because I've not studied it, negative side effects of breast augmentation. And my question would be, and where I would research it, because first of all, I'll talk about plastic surgery.
Okay.
I think like anything in life, it depends on how you approach it, what you're using it for. You know, anything can be mishandled. You know, there's one thing to have a drink. It's another thing to be an alcoholic, right? It's
mm-hmm.
one thing
mm-hmm.
to have a cookie. It's another thing to be a compulsive overeater. It's one thing to have a cosmetic procedure and it makes you feel better about yourself. It's another thing to have it try to heal all your childhood wounds and end up making yourself look like a creature from the Black Lagoon.
Right.
So, you know, for me, and I will never ever say anything otherwise, when I was a kid, I had my nose done. I had an enormous nose. I got picked on all the time. I hated it. It made me self-conscious. It was not an attractive nose. I couldn't wait until I was of legal age. My mom allowed me to get my nose done. To this day, I am eternally grateful. And I am a firm believer that it made me significantly more confident, significantly more attractive, which made me more confident. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't be where I am today because I would have been so self-conscious and insecure about my nose. So, mm-hmm. you know, you can judge it. You can think whatever you want, but that is my reality. Now, with that said, You know, so I'm the first one to not judge somebody if something is making them insecure or uncomfortable. I know people that have pinned their ears. I know people that have got their nose done. I know people that have had facelifts. I know all of that stuff. And I, you know, I have zero judgment on it. I don't know, and this is the truth, I don't know what the side effects would be of putting a foreign object in your body. I don't know. I will tell you that my friends who, I have a lot of friends who've done it that are in fitness because they're very lean. And they've gotten breast augmentation, and it doesn't affect their ability to breastfeed. It doesn't affect their ability to exercise. None of that stuff. So
okay.
I can only speak for what I've witnessed in friends of mine. I don't know though, and I will tell you this. I have known individuals whose body rejected the implant.
Okay.
And this is, you know, I'm not a plastic surgeon, clearly. so this is where I would say, look, if this is something that makes you so insecure and so uncomfortable and uncomfortable in the bedroom and you're just not getting past it and it's been years and years and years and years, then okay. You know, it's expensive. I don't think it's very comfortable. But if it's something that's just crippling you on one level or another with regard to your confidence or you know, feeling sexy or whatever it might be, then it's something to explore. But I definitely don't know. And this is where you need to look into, like, complications, safety, like what can go wrong? Mm-hmm. What if it breaks? What if it leaks? What if your body rejects it? And you know, research your surgeon, too, because as you, I'm sure, are well aware, I don't know if you've ever seen that show Botched, all are not created equal. You know, you need to find, like, the right person to do that surgery. And even still, you know, with any surgical procedure, things can go wrong. So, you know, I'd be the first one to say, I'm sure your body is fine just the way it is. But you know what? Mm-hmm. A million people could have told me that about my nose. And I would have been like, uh-huh, that's great. When can I make my appointment? So, you know, it is what it is. Now, with that said, though, with the nose, like, you don't have a foreign substance in your body. So,
right.
So I don't know the health risks. And that's, you know, how deeply is this affecting you?
I mean, I've always wanted it since I was like 16 years old. And it's the one thing that no matter how much you work out, no matter how much you lose weight, I think everything's perfect but that. It's really hard.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's part of me that feels frivolous for going under the knife, you know, and possibly having complications or creating problems just because I want to look, you know, a certain way. So I don't know.
I would tell you, do your homework first.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult to make a decision when you don't have all the facts. Get all of the facts and then make a decision. And that means you study, like, all the various kinds of procedures, you know, all the potential side effects of each procedure. What are the costs? Who are the best doctors? I don't know if they charge for consultations. I think some do. You know, unfortunately, I got my nose done when I was like, I think 15 or 16, and my mom paid for it. So I don't know. I think some do. But, you know, get all the information you can and then decide, like, do the pros outweigh the cons? Because
right.
It is not cheap. I know that. I know it's going to be thousands of dollars.
You don't want to go cheap on it. You got to get someone good.
Yeah, it's going to easily be. I paid for my little sister's nose, and I think that was years ago. My sister had her nose done too, and it was $20,000.
Oh my gosh! Oh wow!
Hell yeah! All day long. Yeah.
All day long.
All day long. And by the way, it's night and day in her life.
Really?
Yeah, Mama, she had a huge nose, just like me.
Yeah.
She did. I mean, but that's on her face. So, you know, but again, my point is just, I'm not going to throw stones if it's bothering you, you know, because I'd be the first one to be like, who cares? You know, wear a push-up bra. But if it's bothering you, I get it. I get it. So.
Especially if it's been one of those thoughts.
Forever.
That's the tough part. I get what Kate's saying, because when you're always, You're just always thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
There's something about that. It haunts you, kind of. It's a weird thing.
Mm-hmm. If it makes you self-conscious.
I'll always wonder about it.
You always wonder. Know? Yeah.
Then, buddy, do your homework. A lot of my friends who've done it have been thrilled, but it bothered the hell out of them.
Yeah.
It bothered them. So, yes. You know, like, I literally have had four friends do it. Four.
Yeah.
Because they're skinny. So they're skinny, yes. and it's like they had no boobs, and it made them self-conscious. Chloe right. hasn't done it, but wants to do it. She's like, when I get the money, I'm getting my boobs done. I'm like, Mama, no. It's like all she can talk about. She wants her boobs done.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it bothers her. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, and that's all I would say, honey, is just do your homework, then weigh the pros and cons. And if your heart is trending towards, yes, you want it done, you know, then get it done and pick a great surgeon. Invest in the money. Take the proper amount of recovery time. Treat it with the real respect and care and significance that it deserves.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
That helps.
I wish I could tell you more. I don't know enough about the health sides of it,
yeah,
but
you know,
I'm sure it's out there.
The funniest part, growing up, my mom always had big boobs, and I kept waiting for mine to get big boobs, and then she actually told me they were fake when I was like 20.
Oh, I love it. She's like, oh, girl.
I was going to get them. I'm like, wait, so when did he show up? Look at her. I mean,
really?
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. My mom had her nose done, too.
Yeah. These things run in the family.
Yeah. I think so, too.
Family problem. Get passed down.
That's why my mom was like, no problem. You want to go to the surgeon? We'll go. And my little sister was of age. I was like, no problem. You want to go to the surgeon? We'll go to the surgeon. So, you know, I mean, it's like... Yeah. Let us know how it goes, though.
Yeah. Write us back.
Hey, you don't need to send pictures or anything, but let us know how it goes.
All right. Cool. Close pictures, maybe.
Yeah. There you go. Bathing suit shots.
Thank you, Kate.
All right, sweetheart. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I can't. I'm not gonna turn around and give her the, you're perfect just the way you are. Bother some people.
Yeah. Oh, no. If you're always looking in the mirror.
It bothers them.
It bothers them.
My friends who've done it are so happy.
Yeah,
overjoyed.
But you just gave that to me. What you just told her about research it.
Yeah,
research.
Do your homework.
There's so much stuff you can. There's so many chat rooms. I mean, I know there's a lot of crap on the internet, but there's so many chat rooms of people who share their stories.
Yeah,
sure. You read someone's story.
I'm sure there are plenty of studies about it too.
Absolutely.
Just the foreign object thing makes me nervous. I would think, but I know for a fact, like even stitches. Some people spit stitches. I spit stitches.
What does that mean?
Like. Right out the skin. My skin, my body goes, nope. Pushes them right out.
Really?
Yeah. I spit stitches like crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway. Anyway, there it is.
Yeah, noose.
All right. Well, bye-bye.
Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at JillianPodcast@gmail.com.